About this time of night, after a hard day's work, you're
tired.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been a particularly hard day, you'd say you're more than tired, you're
worn out.
Mm-hmm. When you get a cold, sometimes you go to talk and your voice
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And then if somebody goes, you'd say he
clearing his throat or coughing.
Mm-hmm. He has a
cough.
And you might, if you wanted to ask about cough medicines, you'd say, that is about,
I don't understand.
Well, let's say you want to find out if he has any cough medicine and if he's done anything with this for his cough, what would you say?
I guess you'd ask him if he'd taken any cough medicine.
Mm-hmm. And if he did it an hour ago, he'd say, yes,
I took some an hour ago.
Let's say the boys are going outside and it's rainy and you want them to wear rubbers and you can't see what they're doing. You hear the door open and you don't know if they've got them on. What would you ask them?
Have you got your rubbers on?
Mm-hmm. If the children are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to, what would you say?
Be quiet.
A person who's lost his hearing would be?
Deaf.
And if you see a man working out in the hot sun and his shirt is all wet, you'd say he?
Sweating.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the sore that sometimes develops on the back of the neck? Extremely sore.
Boil?
Yeah. And the fluid in there?
Pus.
And the area around it is not flat and smooth, it's
humped up, I guess, or a bump.
And if a man gets shot, the place where the bullet goes in would be called the
bullet hole.
Or
wound.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes with an ingrown toenail or something like that, the skin won't heal properly and there'll be some red, angry skin around there that just won't heal. What would you call this? Or any wound for that matter?
It's festered.
Is the term proud flesh at all common?
No.
What would you put on a cut or something?
A blanket.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a cut. On
oh,
the
a cut? Oh, I thought you said a cot.
Oh.
A cut. Oh, I'd put alcohol.
Anything else?
Mercurochrome.
Uh-huh. Any of that brown stuff?
Methylate.
Uh-huh. If a person's father isn't living, you'd say his father has
passed away.
And if you want to know the reason, what would you ask? Let's say there's been an illness of some sort. And you
how did he, what did he die of?
Mm-hmm. And then the body is taken to a
funeral home.
Uh-huh, and put in a
casket.
Mm-hmm. Then it's taken to the church for the
funeral.
And then to the
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And the widow will go around in black to show that she is
mourning.
Somebody will say to her, everything will be all right, so just don't
worry.
Diseases, the disease that afflicts the joints here and makes them stiff.
Arthritis.
Uh-huh.
I got one right there from playing basketball.
Well, I'll be darned.
I jammed that, and they said because of the injury, there was inflammation of the joint. He called it arthritis.
Hmm.